Good morning, folks.
That, as you may have guessed, is your old friend Aunt Jemima.
And I'm mighty happy, too, folks, because this morning, Mr. Lion is going to do most of the talking.
I am. Well, what am I going to talk about, Aunt Jemima?
Why, this is your day to talk about waffles, Mr. Lion, about crispy, golden, brown Aunt Jemima waffles, the real old South kind.
Why, so it is. And I think I'll start out by singing your song, Aunt Jemima. Now, let's see. It goes, everybody loves temptilating, appetiting, tasting, biting, tantalizing Aunt Jemima waffles.
They do, too, for a fact, Mr. Lyon. And the ladies likes to serve them, too, on account of they just as easy as 1, 2, 3 to fix. But before we get off on that subject, let's hear some music.
Chili water, chili water. Hallelujah to that land.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah to that land.
Oh, the blind man stood on the way and cried. Oh, the blind man stood on the way and cried. Crying, Lord, Lord, he saved me. Oh, Lord, the blind man stood on the way and cried.
Chilly water, chilly water, hallelujah to that man.
You know, ladies, the reason I'm talking about Aunt Jemima waffles is because I'm speaking for the men. Men just love Aunt Jemima waffles, and particularly for Sunday or day-off breakfast, when they've got the time and the inclination to be lazy. Men like to read the paper at the breakfast table on those days, and they like a good filling meal, a satisfying meal, a delicious meal of Aunt Jemima waffles.
Ladies, Mr. Lyon sure is speaking the truth. So why don't you happify the men in your family with Aunt Jemima waffles for breakfast real soon?
Now, having delivered ourselves of that, Aunt Jemima, I think we're entitled to hear a little more music, don't you?
I sure does, Mr. Lyon. Go on and sing, folks.
Reuben, Reuben, I've been thinking what a grand world this would be if the girls were all transported far beyond the northern sea.
How can I leave thee? How can I from thee part? Thou only hast my heart, dear one, believe. Thou hast this soul of mine so closely bound to thine. No other can I love save thee alone.
Reuben, Reuben, I've been thinking what a grand world this would be if the girls were all transported far beyond the northern sea.
Am I supposed to give your old plantation saying, too, Aunt Jemima?
Of course you is, Mr. Lyon, of course.
Well, Aunt Jemima, back where I came from...
Where did you come from?
Way up in Michigan. Well, now, up there, they used to say that if everybody was as cheerful and happy and as kind as you are, Aunt Jemima, this would be a mighty fine old world.
Well, thank you for that, Colonel. Thank you, sir. Now, folks, remember to ask your friendly grocer for both kinds of my Aunt Jemima magic ready mix today.
The red box for pancakes and waffles, the yellow box for buckwheat. And, ladies, if you haven't sent for your set of Aunt Jemima's new menu and recipe cards, do it today, won't you? They're free. Just write and ask Aunt Jemima in care of this station.
And remember, folks, everybody loves Aunt Jemima waffles.